It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All we're talking is getting a run of two or three really clean possessions that do exactly what you want, and that ends up being a shot on goal.
Jade Gresham is in the winners' rooms with the Bombers tonight. Jade, it's great to have you on AFL Nation. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. It was an awesome win tonight. I'm super proud of the boys.
How high was the pulse rate at the end?
Oh, it was pretty high there. It was pretty nerve-wracking. The crowd was getting right into it. But, I'm just super excited and proud of the boys. They're the ones you want to play in. And I thought we handled it really well tonight.
Were you sweating on that final whistle as to whether it was going to be a ball up or holding the ball?
Yeah, I just wanted the siren to go, to be honest. But, it was a good fought-out win by the boys. And, yeah, like I said, they're the close ones you want to play in. And I'm really happy it went our way tonight. They're the ones who go either way and just super proud tonight.
What's Sammy Draper saying about that final moment? He looks full of beans.
Yeah, he was nervous, I think. It was a bit of a tight one there. Could have went either way, but happy the umpire paid it. Didn't pay anything.
Hey, Jade, well done tonight. 26 disposals, 7 inside 50s, 3 score assists. You got a goal yourself. Just tell us about the last 7 or 8 minutes. We thought up here that it looked like you tried to save the game a little bit. You went sort of a little bit into your shell. Is that where you felt out on the ground, or was it just Adelaide who just had a bit more zest about them and you just couldn't clear that back half?
Yeah, they were coming pretty hard at us, and then, we probably did try to save the game a bit too early there. It was still a while to go. Like you said, though, they were coming pretty hard at us, so, we just needed to do everything we can to just stop them, and, we did that.
I guess, did you feel the swings in momentum? There was periods where you felt, or you looked like you were in control, then Adelaide had control. What did it feel like out on the ground?
Yeah, it was an arm wrestle all game, either side, up and downs, but, it was a bit of an arm wrestle all game, and they're the ones you want to play in, and, I think we're really building something special here.
So when you're talking about that last 5 minutes when you're really nervous, with the crowd noise, can you actually hear each other when you're calling for the ball? I'd be fascinated to know what it's like to be out there with that noise and how you communicate with your teammates.
Yeah, it's tough to communicate when there's 50,000 screaming fans. You can't really hear too much, so you got to rely on, pointing, and you got to rely on, us knowing what we need to do in them situations. So you can't really talk too much. It's more knowing where we need to be and trying to help each other with pointing and directional.
80 tackles tonight was a huge effort. Like, you really went at Adelaide. Maybe it was a bit dewy out there. You might be able to help us out. Was it a bit slippery? But Adelaide looked a bit fumbly early, and a lot of that was due to your pressure.
Yeah, it was pretty dewy out there. It was pretty slippery. The ball was pretty slippery as well. But that's what we pride ourselves on, pressure and contest. And I thought we'd really bring that early, and that's something we've got to keep doing, and that's our DNA.
After that loss to Port Adelaide here at Adelaide Oval, now what you've done in the last 2 weeks, I know you've only been at the footy club a short time, but how proud are you of the group to respond the way they have, not just 1 week, but now 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, we weren't, happy with that performance. And I think, you don't really want to lose them ones, but sometimes they're good to sort of them ones losing. You can really work on what you need to work on. And I thought we've learnt heaps from that game, and now we sort of know what we need to do, and for us it's just about bringing that every week.
And you were about to play in your first Anzac Day game. I know it was one of the reasons why you were keen to come to the football club to play in that big game. I know you've only just won this one, but the thought of Anzac Day with Essendon at 4-2.
Oh, it's going to be pretty cool playing in front of 100,000, like you said there. That's some of the reasons why you want to come to these big clubs, and you're always sort of jealous watching on them games. And, to hopefully run out next week in front of a massive crowd at the G, I'm super excited, and hopefully all the Bombers faithful can get out there and support us, and we put on the show for them.
They'll do that, that's for sure. Jade, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.